involved in a lot of ways. I think our biggest one is just supporting the local nonprofits are our biggest things that we support. And then also just local schools and, you know, community partners that we see, like, they're doing something good, and so we just want to help them do that any way we can.
What events do y'all hold to the public?
We hold a number of clinics, like survival clinics, navigation clinics. We've recently done primitive fire, because that was always in our survival, but now we've created a whole other clinic that's just fire building, which is kind of cool. We do men's and women's backpacking clinics, and then we do other stuff upon request. Like this weekend, for example, this coming weekend, I'm taking the Girl Scouts out on a backpacking trip. We do pint nights, which are, and actually it's cool because most of our clinics don't cost anything. The few that do, it's our backpacking clinic and our, I believe, our survival clinic. And that really just, the cost, you know, just covers the cleaning of the gear, basically, and the maintenance of the gear. Like, we don't profit on almost any event that we do.
That's cool.
Which is kind of, I really like that. It makes me really proud to be an event coordinator.
Yeah, it makes it easier for people to get involved.
Yeah.
Who can participate in the events?
Anybody, usually. If it's a minor, like, under the age of 18, we require a parent or a guardian to accompany them, but pretty much anybody is welcome to do our clinic.
So there's no, like, membership or anything that you have to get involved
with? No, it's just, like, you hear about it and you want to learn more, cool.
Okay. And where are these events held?
All over the place. Our store events, like survival, navigation, those are all held here for the backpacking clinics. We hold meetings here, but we actually take you out on an overnight backpacking trip. And that's usually on the Ozark Highlands Trail.
Okay.
And then just various places around town. We just kind of go where we're needed.
Cool. And when will the next event be, and when do they normally happen?
Our next event will be this Wednesday is our first pint night of our fall season. That's a really cool event. We sort of put it on a hiatus last season because they got so big, and we had to make sure that all of our ducks were in a row. And they were, so it all worked out for us to get to do it again this year, so, or this season. So, do you want to know about
Yes.
pint night?
Yeah.
So basically what happens at our pint night is people come, they pay $6, they get a special pint night glass that I can show you. We actually just got them in the other day. And so you pay for the glass, and then you can fill it with whatever you want. We'll have a local beer sponsor there, so Core Brewery and Distilling is going to be at our first one, and we do a different brewery every time. And so local beer, supporting that. Then we've got local music. This week it's the Bear Chasers.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jose's donates chips, salsa, and queso, so people can just come and munch.
Cool.
And then you get a food truck. Like Mighty Dogs is coming for this first one. And they just park, so if you want something more substantial, you can have that. But the only thing that's not included in the price is the food truck vendor.
Okay.
So they're kind of independent. They just come and park.
Very cool.
So, but all of the money that night raised, 100% of it is gifted to the nonprofit featured that evening. And every time there's a different nonprofit.
That's awesome. So. How has Pack Rat impacted the community?
I like to think we've impacted the community in a number of positive ways. The most being like bringing outdoor and mountain culture to an urban community that like there's still value in the outdoor like backcountry culture to do it in an urban setting and like have that. The biggest thing that I can think of is humility. Like you have to be humble when you go outside because you're not the biggest dog out there.
Exactly.
And so I think we kind of foster, I guess, a bridge between the wild and the urban.
Yes.
Is what we try to
that
do.
That makes sense.
We try to get people excited and also thinking conservatively about the wilderness and like how to preserve it and conserve it is our biggest goal, to be honest.
Yeah, I was reading about the store earlier and how it was built like from recycled trees.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's so cool.
Pretty much everything you're looking at besides the product itself, and actually ironically a lot of product itself is recycled product.
That's so
like,
cool.
Made of recycled materials, but the entire building is recycled. Right
so
down
cool.
to the front porch.
Why does Pack Rat think it's important to stay involved in the community?
I mean, it's it's our mission statement to improve the lifestyles of the community around us, as well as nationally and worldwide. So, like, it's kind of the building blocks of what the store is founded on, is to bring the goodness of the outdoors to people who may not know it. And to those who know it, maybe remind them of it.
Well, that's all I got.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
hope I answered those sufficiently.
You did.